Bitachon for Life, Shir 456, Wednesday, Parshas Nitzavim. We are explaining that although we accept every situation b'simcha, and a person should accept everything that comes his way with a gamzu l'tayva, or with a komando avad rachmana l'tav avid, like Abi Akiva and Nachum Ish Gamzu approached it, but in certain areas we are supposed to demonstrate avelus. For example, on the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Even though we understand that this is the perfect situation, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it, but part of the essence of the Churban Beis HaMikdash is the fact that we long for the Beis HaMikdash. That's the purpose of the Churban. That we should feel avelus, we should feel like we're missing, and we should long to come back to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's why the Ribbono Shel Olam also demonstrates tsar and avelus on the situation. He knows it's perfect, but still, this is the way we should respond to the situation. The Ribbono Shel Olam wants us to long, wants us to desire an open connection to Him. That's part of our relationship with Hashem. So even though the Hester Panim is ultimately good for us, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to appreciate an open connection with Him. And therefore we demonstrate avelus, therefore we long for the opportunity to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the open. And it applies to every area in Avedas Hashem. When a person unfortunately doesn't have the ability to do a certain mitzvah, something came up and he wasn't able to fulfill a certain mitzvah properly. It wasn't his fault, it was the situation, but that's what happened. On one hand, a person should accept it. This is the Ribbono Shel Olam's will. This is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to serve Him. But on the other hand, he should still have that longing to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly the way he perceives that he should serve Hashem. And we juggle both feelings. For example, if a person has something busy at home and he's not able to go learn when he wants to, he should on one hand realize that this is the best service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to do currently. But he should also be longing for the opportunity to be able to go back and learn, to be able to serve Hashem the way he perceives HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to serve Him. And that's the essence of the Avelus on the Beis HaMikdash. The purpose is to develop a desire for the open relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how we grow. That's how we come closer to Hashem, by desiring an open relationship. So even though in most areas in life we are supposed to say Gamzu L'Tayva and even feel a Simcha, when it comes to the Churban Beis HaMikdash, when it comes to something that we are supposed to have Avelus on, the Avoda is not to say Gamzu L'Tayva. The Avoda is to feel Avelus, to feel that we're missing. To know that this is the best situation, because it is. But ultimately to feel the Avelus and to develop a longing for a relationship with Hashem.